We will start today with a new topic, and I'm hopeful it should last, a few weeks. Various topics regarding Hanachas Tefillin, meaning the Inyan of Tefillin is vast. You can talk about the Ksiva of Tefillin and about the Batim and the Ritzuas. I don't know if we're going to touch so much about the making of Tefillin and what's Kasher Tefillin and Mahodadika Tefillin, but rather we're going to focus on the everyday aspect of Tefillin, the mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin itself, and very interesting halachas which come up lemaisa surrounding the actual practical mitzvah that we do each and every day. Well, not every day, but most days, as we'll see in a minute, actually. So, the very beginning, it's mostly in Simen Chafei and Shulchan Aruch, which is an Erech Chaim Simen Chafei. And we'll start with actually Sif Aleph, the first halacha that the Mishnah that the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch bring, in Mitzvahs Hanachas Tefillin. So we'll start with the Torah. And the Torah has a lashon right in the beginning of Simen Chafei in Erech Chaim. He writes, "Va'achar shenes atif b'tzitzis yaniach tefillin." After you've been as atif b'tzitzis, you put on tefillin miyad. Kedei shiyu mitzuyim le'bishas krishma tefillin. Meaning that a person should not wait in between putting on the talis and tefillin. Rather, he should make sure that he's wearing his tefillin before davening as well. By the time he starts davening, he should be wearing his talis and his tefillin. So the Beis Yosef is medayik right away. If you look on the right hand margin, on the right column, I should say, in the Beis Yosef, va'achash and esatif betzitzis siniyach tefillin miyad. Zok the Beis Yosef mitoich divir rabenu nire. It would appear from the words of the Torah. Shebetchilo misatif betzitzis va'achakach miniyach tefillin. That first a person is supposed to put on tzitzis and then tefillin, right? That's really the subject at hand over here. Which mitzvah comes first? You have a mitzvah every morning of putting on tzitzis, a mitzvah of putting on tefillin. Zok the Beis Yosef, that it seems from the Torah that tefillin comes first, that tzitzis comes first, and tefillin comes second. Why is that? He says, "V'chein kasa b'nimukhi Yosef." This is already brought clearly in the Nimukhi Yosef v'hilchas tzitzis in the back of Masechet Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is where you find the halachas of tefillin and of tzitzis. Of mezuzah, it's all in Masechet Menachos. Masechet Menachos mostly talks about kachim, but also you'll find the inyanim of stam, sefer Torah, mezuzah, tzitzis, tefillin. It's all there, and in the back, different than you'll find in the other Masechtas, usually the Rosh and the Nemukah Yosef, it's more of a commentary. It flows through the Gemara. The Rosh is Piskei Halacha, but it flows along just to say that Gemara, sort of as a commentary on the Gemara, similar to Tosfos. But in the back of Menachos, when it comes to these halachas, it's almost like a halacha sefer. It's broken down into aleph, beis, into numbers, and it's written like a halacha hilchas tzitzis, hilchas tefillin. And the Nemukhi Yosef writes at the back in the hilchas tefillin, in hilchas tzitzis, the mitzvah tzitzis sheshkulo keneged kol hamitzvahs ro'i lahaktim. Why does tzitzis come first? Why do you put on your talis before your tefillin? He says because tzitzis has a quality that it's shuffle keneged kol hamitzvahs. The Gemara says. The pasuk says we say in Krishma. Also in Tzitzis. Very similar to that. The Gemara learns that the Eschartim is called Eschartim as Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. The Gemara learns that the Eschartim is called Mitzvahs Hashem. You see that Tzitzis is Shokol connected Kol HaMitzvahs. So because of that quality, it goes first. Again, whenever you have two mitzvahs, you have to always determine which one of the two is, so to speak, superior to the other one. For a variety of reasons, we'll see. So number one is tzitzis is superior in a sense because it's shakol keneged kol mitzvahs. Number two, he says, va'oid shehi tadira. Mitzvah tzitzis is considered tadir in contrast to the mitzvah of tefillin. Yoiser shenehegas why bein mechel bein v'shabbos v'yantif. Right? That we know that tefillin you don't wear on Shabbos and Yantif. Tzitzis you do wear on Shabbos and Yantif. So it comes out that you wear tzitzis more often than you wear tefillin. So when you contrast tefillin and tzitzis is tadir in contrast to the tefillin, and therefore Zakti, we know the klal, the tadir, she'en the tadir kaidim. V'chem atzasi l'Rabbein Yehuda b'seif ha'yira. So he says, we find Rabbein Yehuda b'seif ha'yira says the same, and then he goes on with a kasha, which I'm not 100% sure exactly what he means, a little bit confusing. We're going to put it on the side for now. So basically we have so far that the Beis Yosef brings from the Nemuka Yosef and the Rabbein Yoina that there are two reasons why Tzitzis comes first. Number one, Tzitzis is first because it's Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Number two, because when you contrast Tzitzis with Tfilin, Tzitzis is more Tadir because you wear Tzitzis on Shabbos and Yontif, whereas Tfilin is not worn on Shabbos and Yontif. Then, skip down to the fourth very wide line, and the hand points that we have, Kosef HaOgur. He brings from the Sefer HaOgur, B'Shem Sefer HaZayar, in the name of the Sefer HaZayar, She'iser Godol Mi Sheminiach Tfilin Kodim Levishas HaTzitzis. Not only is it a mitzvah to put on the tzitzis before, it's an iser to put on tefillin before tzitzis. Ad kan l'shoinim. That is the end of the quote of the Ogur. The Ogur just says, I saw in the Sefer HaZayar, there's an iser gadol to put on tefillin before tzitzis. Now, why is that? Zot the Beis Yosef. I'm going to explain to you what he means. It's cryptic, only one line. But the Beis Yosef is going to explain. V'nirli, says the Beis Yosef. Shekosef came. Why? Mishum di iser b'sefer HaZayar, because it says in the Sefer HaZayar, v'soif parashas b'amidbar Sinai. At the end of parashas b'amidbar. It says like this, B'shaita de bar nosh koyim. Bar nosh means a person. When a person wakes up, koyim, he stands up, he wakes up in the morning. Bo'i l'dako garmei b'kad mesa. He has to, l'dako, if you say shnayim mikriyul, it's a word which comes up a lot in the Torah, means to be tahar is always l'dako. A person has to be mitayar himself, which I assume means to wash netil z'dayim. I assume that's what he means. The first thing is you have to wash your hands. L'bosar, after that, yikabel high oil, Leparsha al reshe prishu de mitzvah. A person has to know exactly what the translation is, but he spreads on his head a prishu de mitzvah, which is referring to, well, what do you spread over your head? That's the talus. Lebasar, after that, is kasher kishur de yichuda. Then he ties himself with a knot of yichud to be miyachin himself, I guess, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The inu tefillin. So that the Zohar clearly says is referring to tefillin. Oh, so you see already from the Zohar that there's a seder how a person has to conduct himself in the morning. It's already from the Zohar, not just from the Rishonim. So you have, he says, first comes the Tilos Yadayim, then Tzitzis, then Tfilin. And that, based on that Zohar, the Sefer Ogur writes that if somebody does the reverse, it's an Iser Gadol. It seems that there's some sort of Indian of Kabbalah over here that not to switch the seder of the mitzvahs, which the way they're supposed to be done in the morning. Now, v'shamati b'shem g'doyle mikubolei svara. If that's the case, I heard in the name of the g'doyle mikubolei svara. Shemisha elo talis katan. If a person does not wear talis katan, v'ada yoniach talis v'achakach tefillin. So a person does not wear talis katan, different than we obviously will do wear talis katan. So then what's the seder? Like the seder says, first you put on tzitzis, then you have to put on tefillin. Avomisha lovish talis katan, but us, that we already are wearing a talis katan from before we ever come to shul. Yanir tefillin, ba'achakach yisatif betalis. So then you can put on tefillin first. V'noisnin tam l'shvach, sh'arei kivon, sh'olov shu talis katan, ba'achakach yinichu tefillin, harei kvar kaimu divir azoya. V'im hayu roitzim likaris krishma u'tefila b'loy atifas talis, acher, without, meaning referring to the talis gold, you would want to say krishma tefillin without it, hayu rasham, sh'arei kvar mitzvah sitzis u'tefillin aleim. V'im achakach mes'atfim betalis, acher oikama talises, Einam inyil mitzvahs tefillin. In terms of this seder of tefillin and tzitzis, that one should come before the other because there's a seder that the Zohar says, so you did that already. Why? Because at home you put on your talis katan and then you put on your tefillin. So really, it's not necessary, according to the Zohar, for us to wait any longer to put on the tefillin after the tzitzis. The Zohar says,
Al Rashay. Parsha Al Rashay.
Interesting. See, I hear. Interesting. Says that talis katan does not go, right. Unless it means it goes over your head. I thought, so I'm not, I can't say I'm exactly familiar with the vernacular of the Aramaic and the Zohar, but I thought that's what he meant. That like, Al Rosh means that Atifas Tzitzis means that. Atifa is Atifas Rosh. It goes over your head. And like you're mentioning, that the talis katan, at least that we wear, does not go, I mean, you place it over, maybe that's what it means, you place it over your head to put it on.
Also, when you make it,
then you miss atif.
You're supposed to pick it up also.
On the talis katan.
Yeah.
So that's what he's referring to. Possibly.
Many people don't do that because they're going to make the bracha on the talis katan. So you just put the talis on. The talis on.
Because they're not making a bracha on talis gadol, because they know they're going to make it. Yeah. But any son who's not married, they don't wear a talis gadol. That's the way.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't remember anyone doing such a thing, but they think it's incorrect. The correct way to do it. So when you live in the dorm, you get to see everybody putting on their tzitzis in the morning. But that's really the halacha. I was thinking, Taka, just anecdotally, I was thinking, you know, when did Rav Scheinberg put on all his tzitzis in the morning? You know, he definitely had all these tzitzis that were not ma'akim for them. They weren't part of the Ikar HaMitzvah in terms of Mitzvah's tefillin, right? So he put on his, did he put them all on before he put on his tefillin in the morning, or did he wait? Did he put on just one talis and then his tefillin, and then only afterwards put on the rest of all the talises? I wasn't sure.
They were sewn together, a lot of them.
But when did he put them on? Before tefillin or after tefillin? I was wondering. He always wore tefillin, also. Yeah, the whole day he wore tefillin. Yeah. So I was wondering when did he put on those extra talises. Anyways, so based on the Zohar, the Kama talises, right? You see that you can wear more than one. He talked about Kama talises. Maybe Kama is an understatement. But look what he says at the end. So at the end, basically, it would come out according to the Beis Yosef. So you really could put on your tefillin first. That's what it would seem like. Based on the Zohar, again, there were always the first two reasons that he said that mitzvah tzitzis is shkul connected klal mitzvahs and the svar of tadi v'shein tadi. But then he seems to get very involved with the Zohar, and based on the Zohar, he said you can put on your tefillin first because you've already put on a talis katan at home.
Zohar definitely says first, but where do you see Isser
Gadol? He's saying that, oh no, so that the Ogre says. It doesn't say in the Zohar. He says, which Zohar is he referring to? He must be, the Beis Yosef seems, like he was familiar with all the Zohars, at least the ones that were in his Gala at that point. He says, listen, I've combed through all of them. This must be the one he's referring to, the one in Parshas Bamidbar. He doesn't tell you where, but that's the one I found that talks about this. And you're right, it doesn't really say Isser Gadol, but based on that, he seemed to understand, I guess if you understand the Soid of the Zohar, the Divrei Kabbalah Shabbat, what the reasoning is to use the Seder, you'll understand that if you're Mahapach the Starim, so maybe it's a big kilkel of the Alpi Kabbalah. So, but look what he says at the end. V'nogu ha'olam l'satef b'tzitzis t'chilam. Bottom line, the minig ha'olam is to put on tzitzis. So it may be true that Alpi the Zohar, you can put on tefillin first, but the minig ha'olam is what trumps everything. And then he goes into the separate halacha, which we're going to get back to later, if I'm mistaken, a person did it the other way. But he says, the minig ha'olam is that you put on your talis first. And that's the bottom line. Minig ha'olam is the way we fear zech. So the minig ha'olam is that you put on your talis first. Again, three reasons. Number one, shkul connected kol ha'mitzvahs. Number two is tadir v'she'ena tadir. Number three, perhaps, which is debatable if that's relevant to our scenario where you're wearing a talis cotton, is that you put on your talis first because the Zohar says there's a thing they had to put on. So let's skip this Nimuk Yosef because that's basically the Nimuk Yosef that the Beis Yosef himself brought down. And you'll see a very interesting thing. You'll open a Shulchan Aruch, the next page over here after Nimuk Yosef. Come, turn, Mr. Rosenberg, turn the page. Turn
the page.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to. So that's really a question for Zif. Why is it that we only put on a talis after we get married? And are certain kehilas that they do wear a talis even before the bar mitzvah they wear a talis? So that's a question. It's a good question. Why is it like it? Even Ashkenazim in Hungary also wore a talis, right? Remember Yeshiva, there were the Sfarad and Shabbat more talisim and Ashkenazim. Both, there were Bacharim that came from what we call Yekesh background and Obalan the background as well. There were Bacharim who were not Yekesh. They came from the Ashkenazish places in Hungary. They wore talisim even as Bachram. It was always a big deal when you had we were in Yeshiva for Yontif, so when there's a Duchening, there was Birchas Kehanim, so Yeshiva is full of Bachram. So you have in the shul, there's one Bachram who needs a talis. Okay, he finds the shul talis. We're in Yeshiva and there's 50 Bachram. Where's every Bachram going to find the talis to put on for Duchening? So there was a big swap. Every Sfaradi Shabbach and every Yekesh Shabbach had to give up his talis for Duchening in order to allow that everyone should have a Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, I remember. It was always everyone was running around the Besmedesh to get a talis. Okay, so but you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see something interesting. What does he say? Right in the beginning of Simen Chafei, the Mechaber says, "Acha shalavesh talis mitzuyitz, yaniyef tefillin." Why? Shemaylam ha'kodesh. This is a brand new reason. Something he doesn't mention in the Beis Yosef. We just had a whole Beis Yosef. The Mechaber is the Beis Yosef, and he tells us that shkul keneged kol ha'mitzvahs. He tells us that he brings a whole zayar. And he comes into Shulchan Aruch, Sanaya Maisa. Why do you put on tefillin first? Tzitzis first? Because Malam HaKadosh. Now, what does that mean, Malam HaKadosh? He says that the understanding would be that tefillin has more Kedusha than tzitzis. Right? What's the biggest raya that tefillin has more Kedusha? Because Tefillin, there's a chiyuv to put on tefillin every day. You see that tefillin you have to put on every day. First of all, if he's referring to the tzitzis themselves, or he's referring to the tzitzis themselves, so why is tefillin have more kedusha? What? You could say that it has, is that, but Lamai said once you put on dal kamfis, it's a mitzvah. For some reason, he understands that tefillin has more kedusha. One of the reasons the Shaggy actually
that's what the
Mishnah
says.
Doesn't necessarily, it's not the same level of kedusha. I mean, it just needs geniza, but it doesn't have kedusha, doesn't have shemos. There's definitely a higher level of kedusha in tefillin. As a matter of fact, you're mechuyev to wear tefillin every day, you're not mechuyev to wear a talis, right? If you wear a beggar of dal kamfis, of course we are mishtadl to wear a talis, but you're not mechuyev to. That's one of the points that Shagasari is going to get to in a minute. But Zokhtar, since it's Malam HaKadosh, that's a new reason why you put on your tzitzis before you tefillin. Okay? Oh. So, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We'll just turn for 1 minute to the next page, just to see this one last reason, a fifth reason, why to put on tzitzis first. This is the Levush speaking. He quotes the whole Mechaber and the Beis Yosef. And he writes over here, it's in the second column on the top. In the Sefer Levush HaTcheles, that's the Levush, who was a Talmud of the Rama, we know. He writes, V'oid Kosa by the hand, the second line of the second column, the next page. The second line of the second column, yeah. V'oid Kosa b'Shulchan Aruch, time when b'Shul Malam HaKadosh. You see, he says that the Shulchan Aruch brings another reason, Malam HaKadosh. V'eini Yodea Matzarek L'chol HaTaymi. I'm not sure why they need all these reasons. Sha'ari Atifas Tzitzis, he choyva mutelas alav, miyad sheyilboish v'yiskasa babayker. As soon as a person wakes up and he gets dressed, he's mechuyev in mitzvah tzitzis. Why? Because I understand that he's saying because a person gets dressed, he puts on that beged which has dal kamfis. If the beged has dal kamfis, has to have tzitzis. Presumably the tzitzis will be on it already. Right? We don't make our tzitzis every single day. But he says when you get dressed, that's part of getting dressed. It's putting on your clothing. You put on tzitzis. V'harehi memele kaidemes letfilin shaharei vadai. You can't put on a film before you get dressed in the morning. You got to be dressed first. And part of getting dressed is putting on the beged. I mean, he didn't look at tzitzis as like a separate beged that you put on later in shul that you take out of your talis ekel. Tzitzis is one of the begadim that you wear. So just practically speaking, it ends up coming first. And therefore, that's why tzitzis comes before tefillin. Just an interesting, parenthetically, just an interesting fifth reason. I don't want to get caught up with this levush. Let's stick with the mechaber over here. This that he says, the reason why you put on tzitzis first is because Malam HaKadosh. Now, this is one famous piece from the Shagas Ari over here. As a matter of fact, all the Peskim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and all the conventional halachic authorities on Shulchan Aruch, all bring this Shagas Ari, the Aruch HaShulchan, all bring the Shagas Ari, a famous kasha that he has, and he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shagas Ari actually holds the halacha that you should, I don't know if he does the way he fears it, but he held that you should put on tefillin first. It's a very famous piece in Shagas Ari. He says like this, Simen Chav Ches, it's several pages. I just took out one paragraph. The nachzal in your name. The lafimah de pirashti mechuyev lahak de mitzvahs tefillin letzitzis. He says, according to what I hold, you should wear tefillin. You should put on tefillin before mitzvahs tzitzis. Mishum the tefillin havalei mekudesh. Now like this, the Gemara says in that same Gemara in Zvachim that talks about tadav shina tadav kaidim. The Gemara also says that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one of them has more kedusha than the other one. Which one do you do first? The one that has more kedusha, mekudesh v'she'ena mekudesh, mekudesh kaidim. Because it has more kedusha, you got to do it right away. It gives it precedence. Tadir v'she'ena tadir, tadir kaidim has a quality of tadir. So 1 second, zakhter. Based on that, you put on tefillin first because tefillin, like we mentioned before, has more kedusha. But 1 second, he says, look in Shulchan Aruch. It says la'achas shalavash talus metziyit yaniach tefillin shemal makaidish. He says ve'ein elo elo different tema. This is a pella. The klapei lie other avam. Tefillin mishum kedushas and roy lakdimun letzitzis. What do you tell me? Tefillin has more kedusha, so malam hakodesh. Just the opposite. If something has more kedusha, if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, one of them has more kedusha, you jump right away to take the mitzvah that has more kedusha. Oh, we all know, we're all familiar. There is a concept called malam hakodesh. That's not what malam hakodesh means. Okay, the Tanan first he says we to clear in the Mishnah says kol hamakodesh mechaveroi kodem es chaveroi. The ain inyan malam hakodesh. That's not what the whole concept of malam hakodesh has no shayches at all to this. To this concept of two mitzvahs in front of you. Why? Because what does Malam HaKadosh mean? Does that Mairi Shemalam Mikdusha Kala Lakdusha Chamura Mimeno? Avo Eimaridi Mechamura Lakala. Those who are going to Dafim are going to get it, I believe, very soon. Where's the Daf holding now in Megillah? Chafal. See, Mamash right there. The third parak? You started the third parak yet? Just start. So that's, you're going to get to the Sugya Mamash momentarily. The Gemara talks about it over there, but he gives an example of tefillin itself in the Gemara Menachos. The tefillah shal yad, oisim oisah shal rosh. Let's say you have a bias, which is tefillin shal yad, and you need a shal rosh. You're allowed to switch it over. Why? Mishum mala makadus the shal rosh kedushas chamura mishal yad. The shal rosh ain oisin oisah shal yad mishum the emaridin. I'll just conclude just the last two ones. I'll shnei dvarim klam b'kodesh mechaveri kodim loy. Now, what does he mean? He's saying as follows. What does Malam HaKadosh mean? Malam HaKadosh means when you have an item that has a certain status of Kedusha, and you want to switch it, right? His mashal he's giving is, you have every tefillin has two parts, the tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh has more Kedusha, it has more parashias in it. Since it has more parashias, therefore it has a higher level of Kedusha. The tefillin shel rosh has a higher level of Kedusha. Zokta, that's why, if you have a tefillin shel yad that you want to convert it into a tefillin shel rosh, you're allowed to. Why? Because malam hakodesh. Let's say you have a tefillin shel rosh you want to convert it into shel yad. You're not allowed to convert it. Why? Because in meridin, that's called being meridin b'kedusha aseh. Similarly, you'll find, if whoever's learning the daf, we'll see now in the Gemara Megillah, Gemara talks about making a bima into an arin, and an arin into a... I remember all the different levels. You're taking wood, and you build it into a bima, where they put the sefer Torah down. That wood you're allowed to use and convert it into an Aron Kodesh. Because an Aron Kodesh has a higher level of Kedusha than a Bima. But you can't do Fakat. You can't take an Aron Kodesh and make it into a Bima. The Gemara talks about making a Beis HaKnesses into a different building. There's different levels of Kedusha, even that I'm Makadish, even simple items, right? Just plain simple items. And once it reaches a certain, once you bring it to a certain level of Kedusha, you can't be Ema Reading. But it has nothing to do with the idea that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, there's no seder, first do the mitzvah, which is a lower kedusha, and then a higher kedusha. Fakir, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you always do the one which is more mekodesh first. That has nothing to do with malam al-kodesh. Or when you have mitzvahs chanukah. Mitzvahs chanukah, everyone knows that the Gemara says, the reason why we go from one to eight, malam al-kodesh. What does that mean? That means first you do one, then you do two, then you do three, which means that each day within the same mitzvah, you keep on becoming, you don't go from eight to one, you go from one to eight. But if you have a choice, two items, one has more Kedusha, one has less Kedusha. You go to the first Kedusha, that's the Gemara says it. He says, you don't say, oh, Malam HaKadosh, let's start at the one which has less Kedusha, and afterwards go to the other mitzvah. That's incorrect.
Why
are you
put on the shell
of
the eye first?
Because the Torah says, you're saying it runs, the Torah is contrary to the concept of Malam HaKadosh? It could be. I mean, based on our basic understanding, but the ma'aseh exists akasav. We're going to see it actually plays a role over here. That there's akasav. We'll see in a minute. But that's literally exists akasav. Ksharetim loisa yodecha. Number one. Number two. Vayu tatefes binech. The other one comes afterwards. Oh, so tepel? Yes. How could it be? How could the mechaber say you put on tzitzis first and then you put on tefillin malam b'kodesh? Just the opposite. You should put on tefillin first because since tefillin has more kedusha. Oh, so the same kasha is asked by the Nevi Yehuda. He asked it on the Shulchan Aruch from the Dogel Mervavo. And interestingly, you have to take a look, really, if you look in this, look on the next page in the Mishnah Berurah, look over here on the words of the Mechaber. He says, again, Acha Shalovesh Talas Metzit Yaniach Tefillin. Who's he quoting over here? Who is the Mechaber quoting when he says that Acha Shalovesh Talas Metzit Yaniach Tefillin Shemal Makadish? Who is he quoting? So if you look at the Berah Gaila on the side over here, Ois Aleph, which the Berah Gaila always quotes all the sources of the Shulchan Aruch, he writes, Tur v'nemukah Yosef Rabbeinu Yaina. Now, again, what did the Nemukah Yosef Rabbeinu Yaina say? Why is it that you put on tzitzis first? They said, Shkulo kenegad kol ha-mitzvahs, and tadav shein etadav. So b'chlal, shver, what's he quoting the Nemukah Yosef? It seems like he's misquoting it. It's not clear. But if you would look in the Berah Gaila, you'll see that no, that's not what he's quoting. He argues with that. He says, no. Who he's quoting is the Zoyar of the Beis Yosef, not the Nemukah Yosef that the Beis Yosef wrote. He's quoting the Zoyar. What does the Zoyar say? The Zoyar says, the reason why you put on tzitzis and then tefillin, he says, first you put hai o parish al reshe, and then afterwards a person ties himself, the lashon of the Beis Yosef of the Zoyar was, a person ties himself, is kasha kishuro di yichuda. He cries himself in it with a kesher of being miyachin himself. So look in the Bir Halacha now over here in Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says. Zog to Bir Halacha. Shemal HaKadosh. Look at the Bir Halacha. Al Ha'odom Koi. When we first saw Malam HaKadosh, we thought, what does it mean? You first do a mitzvah Aleph, which is a lesser mitzvah. Then you go to mitzvah Beis, which is a greater mitzvah. On that, the Shach HaZai says, what are you talking about? What type of Malam HaKadosh is that? The halacha is, when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you do the mitzvah which has more kedusha first. You don't say Malam HaKadosh and start with the lesser mitzvah. You go the other way around. Zokhti B'Halacha, no. That's not what Malam HaKadosh means. Malam HaKadosh means not that you take mitzvah A and you're rising in levels in terms of the mitzvah. It's talking about in terms of the person himself. The person is Malam HaKadosh. Shetzarech Leilech, look at the B'Halacha, Shetzarech Leilech midargo ledargo lehis alois b'kedusha. There's a certain seder over here there's a certain progression of kedusha that a person has in the morning that the Zohar is setting forth for us. First, he just covers himself with the cover of a mitzvah. You see, he's quoting the Rav and the Gra. And he writes, what the Gra is trying to do by saying that the Mechaber is referring to the Zohar, he's trying to answer the kasha of the Shagas. What's the Shagasai's question? He says, what does that do with Malam HaKadosh? He says, no, the Shagasai doesn't. He's not understanding what the kavanah of the Mechaber is. He thinks the Mechaber is talking about the mitzvahs. There's no idea of Malam HaKadosh in the mitzvah. Why? Because at the end of the day, you walk away, you have both mitzvahs. You have tzitzis, you have tefillin. You don't walk away on a higher level because you did one before the other one. You put both mitzvahs in your pocket. If you take $50, then you take $100. Or you take $100, then you take $50. You walk away with $150. But in terms of this special seder that the Zohar HaKadosh is talking about, he's not talking about taking the mitzvahs and putting them in your pocket. He's talking about there's a certain seder that a person has in the morning, how he elevates himself in progression. First, he covers himself with a talus. Then he ties himself, which is a closer kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just which mitzvah has more kedusha. There's a certain seder in terms of the person waking up and, I guess you could say, starting his day off right in a certain way, in a certain mahalach. There you have Malam HaKadosh. Again, we're talking about within the same person, the person himself, he reaches one level of kedusha, he goes to another level of kedusha. When a person Stam has two mitzvahs in front of him, let's say would not be talus and tefillin. You don't say, listen, you do the Shvacha mitzvah first because you reach one level of Kedusha, and then you do the bigger mitzvah because you reach a bigger level of Kedusha. If you would do it in the reverse order, you would also, at the end of the day, have accomplished a higher level of Kedusha. It doesn't make a difference. Only in terms of these two mitzvahs does the Zohar say that there's a progression in how the Kedusha works. And since there is such a progression, the concept of Malam HaKadosh would apply to the mitzvah of Tzitzis and then Tefillin. Now, what's the nafkamina of this halacha, which is something people are very familiar with? There's a Magen Avram, there's a Magen Avram, not a Magen Avram. First, turn back to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch points out a very important halacha based on this concept. Since the halacha is that you have to put on tzitzis first, Zok the Mechaber, look at the second line of the Shulchan Aruch, v'hameinichem kis hatfil v'hatalus l'toich kis echad, which is what we do. You have a big talus echel. Inside you put your talus and you put your tefillin. Tzrichim lizoer shelo yanichu kis hatefillin lamala kidei shelo yipoga behem tchila v'yitzdarech lahanicham koidem hatalus kidei shelo yavar ala mitzvahs. We all know there's a concept called in mavirin ala mitzvahs, and since it is established by the Beis Yosef, that based on the Zohar, based on the other Rishonim, that you have to put on tzitzis before you put on tefillin, what's going to happen if your tefillin are closer to the top of the talus bag than the talus. Let's say the talus would be deeper in and the tefillin would be first. What would happen? The second you put your hand into the talus bag, Mishabur explains, not that you touched it and took it out. Just by sticking your hand and starting to pass over that tefillin bag, you've already passed over the mitzvah of tzitzis and halacha is of tefillin. The halacha is ein mavir nala mitzvahs. And what would you be mechuyif to do? You'd actually be mechuyif to put on your tefillin first. So based on that, Zok the Mechaber, make sure that your talus is always at the top of the bag. Now, it's not so simple like that. You look at the Magen Avraham, you'll see he disagrees with the way I just presented the Mechaber. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Aleph, Shaloy Anich, says the Magen Avraham, Tzarech Li'iyin, I'm disturbed by this Mechaber. Why? Dinir Ali, the Ein Kepei DeBazeh, there's no issue of Eim Avir Nala Mitzis. Why? Kiven the Hatfilin Adayim Metech Kisan. The tefillin, he says, are not in front of you yet. When you have a mitzvah which is in front of you and you pass over that mitzvah, that's called a mavir nala mitzvah. The tefillin is still inside the tefillin zakah. So if you pass over the tefillin to take the talus, he holds there's no issue of a mavir nala mitzvah. And you'll turn over here, you'll see the Magen Avraham is not the only one. The Shulchan Aruch Harav paskens like the Magen Avraham as well. Not so pashut. You turn after the Mishneh Berurah comes now to Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's in, again, Simen Chafei, Sifkat and Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Vimloy Nizavazet. Let's say a person was not careful. V'hiniach kis ha'tfilin l'maylan. He put the tefillin higher up than minat halas. Afal pikein yis'atev tchila b'hatalas. Koidim shiniach tefillin. You should pass over your tefillin and put on your talas first anyways. V'eidze kemah v'ral ha'mitzvus. Why? Kivon sha'at tefillin heim m'chusim u'munachim adayim b'derech kisam. He says it's not considered mavir na'al ha'mitzvus. So the ma'isa, we're going to see how this plays a role l'halacha. Because if anyone ever learned Mishneh Berurah, you'll know that Mishneh Berurah paskens against. Mishneh Berurah says, no, not true. Turn back for a second after the Mishneh Berurah again. You'll see the Bir Halacha right after the previous Bir Halacha that we saw. The Bir Halacha Shaloi Anichu. And he quotes the Magen Avraham. He writes, I am the Magen Avraham Shekosav. The nearly the ink paid them. Bazeh. There's no issue of Imavir Nal Mitzvah. Kiva na tefillin adayim minach metech chisun. But he says, no. Umehalavush. Vahabach. Vahataz. Sifkon yimashma. The ain't lechalik bazeh. There's no, you can't, shouldn't be a mechalik. And even if it's munach metech chisun, passing over it is considered Ein mavir nala mitzvus, and therefore, what would halacha be if you scroll down over here towards the end of it's 6 lines before the end of this piece. It starts after a period. It says vafilum iraloi. It says let's say afilum iraloi kishu yeshu beisakneses. The guy's in shul by mistake. He wasn't paying attention. He pulled out his tefillin first. So what's he going to do? He's going to be embarrassed. He's going to put on his tum before his towels. He's going to look foolish. He says, I'm not so sure that you could be make omish lahakal was that. It says in the Chachma Sadam and in the Prima Godim, the din of the Im Avir Na'al Mitzvah Hu Dvar Teira. The din of Im Avir Na'al Mitzvah is a din midaraisa. So if you're being mevatel that din, if you're going against Im Avir Na'al Mitzvah, you're being mevatel din daraisa. We know that certain things are nitcha because of kavod habrius, right? A person is in where he's in the street and he realizes he's wearing shatnas. So it depends. Is he being over an issa derais or is he being over issa derabanan? For an issa derabanan, kavod habrius will say you should be over the issa derabanan, not be over kavod habrius. But over here he says, many achrayim paskin that im avir almitzus is not a midiravon; it's a midiraisa. V'leisha b'li talis afilas man arach sfir lele rama durakanai katni. Says sit with your tefillin without your talis. Okay, it's a little embarrassing. You made a mistake. It's not the worst embarrassing. It's not a gnai gadol. It's a gnai katan. K'mosh kasa magen avram shom. V'kol shekein kan shua rugoy machat. Just for a minute, till you'll be able to put on your talis after your tefillin. Ad sheneich ha talis gadol afapikin tzarchin. He's not really machri 100%. He sounds like he's noted to say that if you take out your tefillin first, you should put on your tefillin first. That's what he's saying. But he doesn't say it 100%, and certainly based on the Magen Avraham who holds, let's say he didn't take it out. It's still in the, if you mamash opened up your tefillin bag and you took out your shalyad, that would say for sure, you have to put on your tefillin first. He doesn't leave it 100%, doesn't say 100%, but of course, mamash feels so ashamed that he can't put on his tefillin before his talis, and he knows he just, all he did was pass over, so maybe he could be meiko, but again, if he actually took out his tefillin, then certainly he should put on his tefillin first. Now, what's the nafkamina lahalach over here? Look now at the turn past the Mishneh Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Go to the Aruch HaShulchan. He takes these two ideas that we learned about today and he puts them together. You'll see, very interesting. He says like this. In Sifkot and Gimel, he writes as follows. Simen Chofei Sifkot and Gimel. V'kimishin is Bayer, B'sif Aleph, Sheyesh Lahaktim Hatzitzis Lahatfillin, Lochen Yeshizor, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, Oisem Hamesim Kis Hatfilin Im Hatalas, Lotoich Kis Achas, Kefi Aminik Shalonu, Shelo Yanichu Kis Hatfilin Lamaila, Vesamach Lopesach HaKis, Yoisem Hatalas, why? Kedei Shelo Yivka Batfilin, Tchilo, Vietzdorach Lanichim Kaidem Hatalas, the Im Avir Nala Mitzvahs. Oh, now he says, what about the Magen Avraham? Va'af Algav Da Hatfilin Adayim Betoich Kison, V'loi Shaykh Bazeh Kol Kach Tam, the Im Avirin. He says, what second? The Magen Avraham says that, what am I viewing? It's inside the bag. Mikol Mokon, Kivon the Gam Tamak Domas Atalis Litfilin Gamken Eine Mevurir Kolkach. He says, but the reason that you put on your talis before the film also is not such a good reason. Why not? what was not got such a good reason about it? So I would say two things. Number one, is we saw that mostly the reason the Beis Yosef goes with is the Zohar. And we saw that even the Mechaber is based on the Zohar. But what did the Beis Yosef say? That really the Zohar is not so relevant. Why? Because we're wearing a talis katan already. Maybe that's what he means. Since you're already wearing a talis katan, and the whole reason why you're putting on your tzitzis first is because Malam HaKadosh, you really don't have to put on your tzitzis first. So Mamela, Wadla Oilam, really, you can put on your tefillin first. For us who are wearing a talis katan, he says, it's true the Mogen Avraham says that passing the tefillin, this does make a fair look. Why? Because really, because it's still inside the bag, it's not such a emavir nala mitzvah. He says, no, what's going to be so terrible if you put on your tefillin first? The Mechaber says you're supposed to put on your tzitzis first. He says, but even the reason of the Mechaber, we saw maybe it's not 100%, because since we're wearing talis katan already, maybe you could put on your tefillin first. The Shagas Aryeh holds, you definitely should put on your tefillin first because Mekudesh comes first. He says, so you take these two things into consideration. Number one, it's not such a im avir nala mitzvahs to pass over the tefillin. Right? Number two, to pass over the tefillin. Yeah, I'm sorry. Number one, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the other way around. He says, number one, you should put on your tefillin first. Okay, maybe you should not put on your tefillin first. There is a good reason to say that tefillin may come first. Okay, we don't do that. We put on the talis first. He says, if you're going to pass over the tefillin, passing over, he says, it's not really passing over. He says, I understand you're not really passing it over so much, like the Magen Avraham says, because really it's inside the kiss still. But Lamai said, there's a good reason to say that tefillin should come first anyways. So if you're passing it over already, then you should put tefillin on first. That's how he brings these two things together. The hatalas sutadu batfilin mekudesh lochein bepkiya koldu latfilin yeshlak dimon. Since really there is a reason to put on tefillin first, therefore if you pass by them first, you definitely should put it on before the talus, even though it's inside the kiss. Now, just to conclude with one last point over here, that all this he says, we'll see, is all strictly halachically speaking. But if you're real zayayid and you only go with divrei kabbalah, yeah, Reb David, maybe after the shiva you'll ask for mecha, what your brother mecha, how he fears it. If such a thing would happen to him. Look in the Kafa Chaim. He brings from the Mukubalim. His brother leads a Kabbalah Chabura. If anyone's looking to learn from Chatzais, till the morning, they were up anyways, they have insomnia, and they had a yen to learn Kabbalah. I don't know, maybe, and I'm not so sure you can be accepted into the group. You need to pass a Bechina first? I don't know. But there's a group of Yid learning Kabbalah from Chatzais HaLaila here in Flatbush. Look at the earth in the Kaf HaChayim, Sif Katan Zayin over here. It's on the third line. The hand points. He says this whole idea that if you were to take the tefillin out first, or to pass over the tefillin, then the Mishabur says you should put tefillin on right away because Eim Avir Nal Mitzvus is only Lefi Apshat. Aber Lefi Divrei HaArizal Shenasan Tam Besoid Shetzarech Lulvash Tzitzis Kodim HaTefillin. Which I guess is based on the Zohar that we saw. Skip the parentheses. Ein chilek. Then there's no difference. So he's referring to a certain halacha like this. What happens if by mistake you take out your shorosh before you take out your shoyad? You put on the shorosh first. In mavir nal mitzvus. The other Shulchan Aruch says clearly not like that. Why? Because there's a pasuk which is mefurish. Ukshar to moisa yodecha, v'hoyul tor tevah is b'ninecha. Eim avir nala mitzvahs does not trump a mefurish pasuk. When you have a pasuk that tells you clearly to say there is shoyad, then shoroish, you don't say, oh listen, I took it to shoroish first, eim avir nala mitzvahs. No, the zeris hakasuk will come first. That takes precedence over eim avir nala mitzvahs. Zok de kaf hachaim, in the name of the Arizal, since al pi kabbalah, there's a concept which is set in stone that talis comes before tefillin. I'm not going to say it's like a gzeir sakasa because I don't understand the divrei kabbalah. But it's so strong, the idea that the talis has to come first, even if you take out your tefillin first, that's like being mahapech and putting the shoresh on before the shalyad. And therefore, he says, api kabbalah, maybe the mukabbalah taka fears are different. You know, I'm sure they're careful not to take out the tefillin first. But in the event that they would happen, that the tefillin would come out first, they would put the tefillin down. I am avin al mitzvahs. No, it doesn't make a difference because this concept of having tzitzis on before you put on tefillin, it's so ma'akif in the seder of how you perform the mitzvahs that you would even put the tefillin down and go back to tzitzis first.
Even if they're wearing a talis katan.
That's what it seems like, because he was in the Kaf HaChaim talking over here, and we were Talis Katan. Again, the Beis Yosef asked that the whole Zohar L'chari shouldn't even apply anymore, right? But it seems like maybe Al Pi Kabbalah, again, I can't comment on the Kabbalah, but he seems to be saying, again, he's quoting Arizal. Arizal already in his time, certainly also they wore Talis Katan. You see the Beis Yosef already, everyone wore Talis Katan. Arizal for sure. And certainly the Kaf HaChaim is maybe about 100 years ago, everyone was wearing a Talis Katan, and still he said, based on Arizal, that Al Pi Kabbalah, you would always stick with that Seder seven stone. There's a certain shiluv that a person goes first citizen and tal and first citizen and then tefillin. But again, for us, the halacha would be that if a person would take out his tefillin, not even take out his tefillin, if he would only pass over his tefillin, would be a mavir na'ala mitzvah, and that's taka why we're careful. And they even designed the talus bag that way. It fits in, somehow fits in better. You're putting your tefillin in the back, and then the talus lays flat on the front. It works well. But if, you know, sometimes somebody else puts away your talus for you, you have to leave it, somebody puts it away, they don't realize it, something like that, the halacha would be put on first. Just an interesting haysafa. That there's a shiloh which is brought down. Let's say by mistake a person took out his tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam before he took out his tefillin of Rashi. What would the Olam say?
Rashi first.
Why? Because since Rashi is a mitzvah, there's no emavir na'al mitzvah over here. Because the halacha is that Rabbeinu Tam, in contrast to Rashi, is a reshus klapei a mitzvah. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam, it's a hiddur to weird. But in contrast to Rashi's tefillin is a chiv and this is a reshus. When you have a reshus and a mitzvah, then there's no din of emavir na'al mitzvah. It's only reshus. So therefore, if a person by mistake takes, which that maybe is more likely to happen for those that we are benetam, because there's two, they're two equal bags that look the same. So then, avadi would put the benetam back and take out the Rashi and make the bracha on the Rashi. Okay, Rabbi Yashkayach.